Finally, Applied Cymru MP Jonathan Edwards has called for energy generation for Wales to be devolved from London to the Welsh Assembly in Cardiff, and he wanted to introduce a bill to do that. He said control over the Crown Estates in Wales should also pass to the Assembly so that the huge potential of the coastline could be realised.
We are living in historic times, Madam Deputy Speaker, and if the British state is to survive, there will need to be a radical realignment which appeases the aspirations of the Celtic peoples of these islands to govern themselves and shape their own future.
It was probably too late in Scotland's case, he said. As for Wales...
Wales is an energy-rich nation. According to the Welsh Government, we have the potential to produce twice the electricity we require for our own needs. We are a net exporter of electricity, according to the Department for Energy and Climate Change here in London. Yet in Wales, energy prices are amongst the highest in the British state, and we have some of the highest energy poverty levels. There is clearly something going wrong somewhere.
He said a quarter of Welsh households were reported to be in radical fuel poverty, and he struck a defiant note.
We want a future for Wales where we are able to stand on our own two feet and chart our own course in history. Our natural resources offer huge opportunities for our country. But for these to be realised, they need to be utilised in the interests of our country and our people. We cannot allow our natural resources to be pillaged like our iron, coal and gold reserves for the benefit of others.
His bill was opposed by the Labour MP Albert Owen, who represents the Welsh seat of Ynys Mon. He called for partnership between London and Cardiff, a message that carried the day. Mr Edwards' bill was defeated by 195 votes. And before we go, the